Good morning, everybody. This is Mark Steiner, and welcome to the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We have a great program ahead. Want to stay with us for the next 2 hours? We're going to learn about a wonderful program for youth, No Hooks Before Books, an upcoming event, Boxing for Books, two of my favorite subjects, boxing and reading. So all that coming up, and we'll also learn about youth homelessness here in Baltimore and talk about an upcoming benefit to raise money for homeless children in our city. And then City Paper Senior Editor Baynard Woods, it's Wednesday, tell us what's up in this week's issue. All that in the second hour. First, a group of young, bright Baltimoreans join us to answer the question, what would you do if you were mayor of Baltimore? Call in or write in and offer your response as well. Before we get to all that and our day in history, here's WEAA's Beverly Burke with today's headlines. We'll be right back. Welcome, September. On this day, the 17th, this is the day that Diana Ross, Love Child, came out in 1968. So we begin our day in history on this day, September 17th, before we jump into our program. A lot happened this day in history. I'm going to try to go through it quickly, but there's so many things that happened. I want to kind of outline a few of them for you all to get a sense of what this day was like. This is something you don't talk about much in history, but in 1778, there was a thing called the Treaty of Fort Pitt. There was a nation of native people called the Delaware. They still exist, but they lived from inside Pennsylvania and the northern Maryland all through what we call Delaware now, up through New Jersey, into New York. They were a powerful spiritual nation, and their spiritual leader always said, beware of the white man coming over. They're going to take it all. People didn't listen to him, but he was right. And they signed a treaty this day with the Delaware, promising them their own state. Well, that never happened, but on this day was the first treaty ever between the Europeans and Native Americans. It was on this day, the Treaty of Fort Pitt in 1778 with the Delaware people. This was the day in 1787 the U.S. Constitution was ratified in New Jersey, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, On this day in 1814, Francis Scott Key penned the defense of Fort McHenry that would become the Star-Spangled Banner. If you have not seen Shotika's exhibit at the Reginald F. Museum, you should see it, where he has people from all around singing this song in a different way. But also Francis Scott Key's legacy is very strange because he was also pro-slavery. He was the district attorney for Washington, D.C., where he actually defended some freedmen, but for the most part he was defending the right for people to enslave other human beings. Francis Scott Key on this day penned that defense of Fort McHenry in 1814. This is a day in 1849. Harriet Tubman fled her plantation here in Maryland that she was on, the Poplar Neck plantation. Two of her brothers were with her, but they dropped off, frightened. She wasn't frightened. She kept rolling, made her way to Philadelphia, guided by Polaris, the star that guided Frederick Douglass, and made it to Philadelphia. And a woman on the Underground Railroad, a Quaker woman, put her up, and they put out what would be valued today as a $3,500 reward for her capture. She said, When I found I had crossed that line, I looked at my hands to see if I was the same person. There was such a glory over everything. The sun came like gold to the trees and over the fields, and I felt like I was in heaven. So on this day, Harriet Tubman decided enough, and she left. On this day in 1858, Dred Scott passed away. And Dred Scott buried in St. Louis by Ferguson, Missouri. Dred Scott died a free man, but just months after he was freed, becoming the most known name of an enslaved person in this country because of the Dred Scott decision, and passed away on this day in 1858. This is a day in 1862, the bloodiest battle of the Civil War was fought here in Maryland, the Battle of Antietam. And in 1907 was born Mary Edmonia Lewis. Now, Mary Edmonia Lewis was an amazing sculptor. She graduated from Oberlin College, She went to Oberlin College. When she was there, she and two of her friends, who were white, decided to have a little wine. But her friends got sick and almost died. Some people in the town accused her of poisoning them, which she didn't do, and she was beaten severely. The college defended her, And she went on to graduate from Oberlin and went to Paris and then later to Italy and became one of the great sculptors of the late 19th century. And on this day in 1948, this is important, a man named Count Folke Bernadotte, who many people do not know, was killed by members of the Lehi, which were the Zionist underground fighting the British, who committed many acts of terrorism, blowing up the King David Hotel, killing the UN negotiator coming to Israel and Palestine. It was the same day, many years later, that the treaty was signed, the Camp David Accords in 1978, on the same day. And this is another day. Let me just give you one other person from this day, then we'll end our day in history. This was the day that Rube Foster was born. Who was Rube Foster? Rube Foster was the man who is known as the founder of Negro baseball in America. He got the first team started. He created the first Negro Baseball League, bought teams, created teams, made money at it, and was a great player in his own right. So, and Rube Foster, who was the father of black baseball in America, born on this day in 1879. Well, that is our day in history. There's much more to this day in history, but let me encourage you all to jump over to steinershow.org and check on our page there. It'll all be right there for you to read. We'll be right back with our discussion and our panelists of folks who will tell us what they would do if they were mayor of this city.